Thanks for joining us, everyone. This is Drone World, and we've got BB Drone Services with us. So this is our second guest. This is our first time we've actually had the guest in the office, which is absolutely great to see a little bit of normality. Yes, I'm Jamie Corden. I'm one of the business starter packages experts and the training experts. So helping businesses get started from start to finish, all about that development. What stages are we at? Where do we need to go next? What sort of things we need to be working on? That's where I come into play. And today we've got the perfect example of that with BB Drones. So guys, do you want to introduce yourselves?
Hey, thank you very much, Jamie. Yeah, I'm Andy Blake. I'm one of the directors at BB Drones.
My name's Jason Bryce. Again, another one of the directors and drone pilots with BB Drones.
Awesome. So yeah, today we're just going to be going through a few questions about their journey, how they got into drones, what drones they have, and just having a bit of a chit chat. We have been already off air. I think we could be all afternoon by the looks of it, but yeah. So yeah, there's a lot we can go over today, and hopefully for you guys that are listening, there's lots to take away. I've done quite a few interviews and conversations with Chris Flanagan. These guys are very, very similar, super proactive, dedicated to what they're doing. It's exciting. We've already been talking about the goosebump effect of getting a new business started and actually doing that. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of nuggets in this one. So yeah, guys, Jason, Andy, up to you, wants to start in terms of what's your background and yeah, how did we get into this?
Yeah, so background wise, we're both serving military personnel. So we're actually currently both in the Royal Air Force as Royal Air Force Police. I've been in, 12 years now. And Andy, you've been in 22, haven't you?
Yeah, I can nearly escape. 22's nearly up.
So believe it or not, the whole idea of getting into drones was not on any of our radar. Andy, by chance, got given a drone course with the military to work with the force protection drones that we've got within the military. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even consider it initially until that drone course came up. And I went, oh, actually, that's something that sounds quite interesting. I would like to do that as well. Didn't get the opportunity to do the course with the military myself because I decided to do it on my own beforehand. So I couldn't wait. Yeah, and then the whole discussion for a business, wasn't it? It was literally us rambling in the office and chatting a load of rubbish with one of our other colleagues at the time. He jokingly said, do you know what? If you get that course, you could probably make a business out of it, or you could go and do it in CV Street.
Yeah.
And jokingly came up with a logo for us two. I got a whiteboard, load of pens. I just went, yeah, that will work. And then that actually became a reality very, very quickly and didn't see that coming.
That's awesome. And is that the same logo that we're wearing today?
Exactly the same one. It's on the whiteboard.
One of the emails that he sent in was, it was like tea break chat.
Yeah.
Is that
exactly
that's exactly how it was?
Yeah. As I described, it was a chat over a military standard brew, which means tea white. White two sugars. But yeah, it was literally just a chat in the office, wasn't it?
Awesome. It is great to see. Well, in terms of your training then inside, and what was that like then? In terms of, was it more for helping you guys, or was it something to kick you on down CV Street, like you say?
Yeah, it was all for the RAF, so that they sort of like paid for the basic courses, the same sort of courses that copters offer, so like getting up to like GVC standard.
Yeah.
So then we're covered legally, and they sort of like trained us on the force protection drones. So I think they're Sky Rangers, they're getting on a little bit now. But they trained us in using the Aerion Sky Ranger, using it for force protection, mm-hmm. For anything looking after defending our bases, or just scoping out if drones are plausible for force protection, and they definitely are. So that digital sort of got the cogs ticking.
Awesome. No, that's fair. We were talking a little bit off air about how negative drones kind of are. Is that your experience before coming to copters then?
100%, yeah. You only ever sort of see the negative reported in the news or on newspapers, even in the military, like... You only ever sort of like hear and see the negative reports for them. You don't really see what the good that they can do. But then the second you start scratching beneath the surface, it blows your mind.
Yeah, our security background, we've always been told for many years, it's these drones that are coming but more and more prevalent. Military very much looked at toys initially and how much they could cause issues. They can interfere with our planes. They can end up being spies looking at our bases. They can be, like I was saying to you earlier, out in Iraq when I was there in 2017, we were having... The ISIS were using them to put mortar shells on the bottom and attack convoys. So that was a massive negative for us. And in security background from where we've come from within the Royal Air Force Police, it was more negative than it was positive. The military's getting there.
Yeah.
Like Andy said about we've been using the Sky Ranger, they were developing how much they can use them in the military. And I'm sure you've seen military using different drones more often. The the military is always behind on the curve. We play catch up. But yeah, so we're starting to get that positive through, but we've come across that negative massively.
Yeah, big time, big time. Well, in terms of coming towards Copters, how did you find us, really, for people out there?
That was myself. Mm. We got the idea for the company. We weren't legit yet. We didn't exist. So this was the tail end of last year, wasn't it? It would have been.
Yeah.
Tail end of the year. We were literally looking at different options and what we could use, because we both started with the Mavic Mini 2.
Yeah.
Obviously, Andy had experience with the Sky Ranger, but that was my first introduction to drones. Mm. I did my A2 CFC, got myself a Mini 2,
yeah,
and was having fun with it there and just getting used to flying. And then we knew that Mini 2 is an excellent tool for certain things, but some of the things we were thinking about doing wasn't going to work. So, and I looked at the Enterprise Dual. I think it was actually yourself pointing out to me, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I thought, let's just see in the art of the feasible.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were the first people I kind of came across that were offering that as a potential. So I thought I'd just drop an email, literally for your info, address, and went, just out of inquire. And then that's when we kind of got chatting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then we literally put together a Zoom call evening. Yeah. And then it kind of went snowball from there, didn't it?
Yeah, we had those conversations, we had the chat, and I think it was the Zoom meeting where we were both on, where everyone was on, and that's when it's like, I could feel you guys getting excited about it, because we could see it. And then I also got it as well. So I need to understand, okay, can this actually work as well? What is the best drone for what you're looking at? What training do we need to do? Obviously, Andy, you'd tick that box anyway. So it's good for me to click, but there was like a combined feeling of excitement between us all, because we thought, this has got legs. But yeah, in terms of your experience then, what did you do in the RAF then? And then how are we going to move that into drones?
So Royal Air Force Police, we both started different time. We've been in different lengths of time, but we both started in that very policing element.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't understand the military. We're a small demographic of the general population. So we do have our miscreants as well, who do decide to commit crime. So you tend to start at that level first.
Yep.
You either tend to go policing or dog handling route when you join the military police in the RAF. And we both did the policing element, but we both specialize in what's referred to as protective security within the military. And that's offering security advice to station commanders and how to protect their stations, how to protect their planes and their people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've done for years on a daily basis. And you can always say in a minute that he does a slightly different job now. But yeah, that's where we kind of got our security experience. And that's what we wanted to, the idea came to bring that to the drone industry. Not the using a drone to protect places.
Yeah.
It's using a drone to show places how they can protect their places.
So like to enhance what we do already by using a drone,
it
just makes it 10 times better.
Yeah, it's a solution, isn't it? It's not just the drone that we're solely relying on. It's everything that you guys be offering. So to introduce yourselves as BB Drones, do you want to give yourselves a bit of a background just for everyone that's listening? What is it that you're wanting to do? We've obviously got a list of USPs. Do you want to just give us a bit of background on what the plan is?
So the plan is to be able to offer this service, this site security survey service, primarily as like our main selling point,
mm-hmm.
hopefully. We've got all the background from the RAF. We've got the security sort of like expertise behind us. And to be able to use the drone to bolster that with the reports, to just be able to offer companies like enhanced security reports.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty much, it's endless. Obviously, you guys helped us get the Mavic 2 Enterprise Advanced. So what we can offer with that drone, with the security background, is quite exciting, I think.
Yeah, we do have those as kind of stopgaps, those more basic services that we're offering out, so the real estate stuff, the roof inspection, things like that. But our ultimate goal is to take, like you said, take that Enterprise Advanced kit that we're so glad we ended up taking the plunge. It was a gamble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We both got young families. We don't have the most endless amount of money in the world. So we were like, we'll take a gamble and we'll just go for it.
I'm still in trouble with the wife.
I haven't told the wife. But no, we're taking that gamble. But yeah, the ultimate goal, like you said, is to do those security site surveys for companies. So I like to explain to it in a 4-stage system. So ultimately, go to a company that's got some sort of security mindness.
Mm-hmm.
They want to protect their company, or they've got great security in place and they want the assurance that that's good enough.
Yeah.
Because you can spend thousands on security, literally thousands.
But is it doing the job?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And ultimately, do you know what you're protecting yourself against?
Mm-hmm.
I could probably ask your company as well, what do they think is their biggest threats? And we might be able to drag out something you've never thought of.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'd like to go to companies and and give them what we call a unit threat assessment, which is basically take that company and tell them what their most prevalent threats that be, whether it be crime-related, criminal damage, theft, that sort of thing, or whether it be down that cyber route, cybersecurity, whether that be down the route of industrial espionage, right up until the kind of extremes of terrorism, which we all have to think of in today's world. And then use that to do a survey of their sites, to do use our drone, use our brand spanking new piece of kit that can do all a lot of things that probably not a lot of your viewers are aware of it can do.
Yeah.
And take that and do a complete drone site survey of the actual sites, doing 3D mapping, doing that thermal element, all that data gathering, and then do an on-foot survey. So what we call like penetration testing.
Yeah.
Which is going to a site and actually testing to see whether we can get places that we shouldn't be able to get to.
Yeah.
Seeing if someone would give up some information about their company they probably shouldn't be telling us. And then put all that in a report with that 3D mapping that completely annotates exactly what the issues are. And then ultimately giving that company that gold standard, silver, bronze advice on what they can do to protect their company.
That's it. It's the full service, isn't it? It's that one, two, three. So it is early doors. We're getting stuff going. We've just been talking about how we're going to get more people through the door, how we're going to start landing more sales. And what does that ideal prospect look to your team? I know we are kind of, we're reaching out to a lot of people to find that out for yourselves. Anyway, so we talk about the gold, silver, bronze. What does that look like for you in terms of your ideal client?
Ideally, pretty much a company of any size is what we're looking at, because we can tailor it to whatever the customer or whatever the person's after. So like you say, the gold, silver and bronze standard, completely tailored to what they're after. And we'll work with the customer as well. Like Jason said, like whatever they feel their security flaws are, or maybe it's something they've not even seen yet with a fresh pair of eyes. So that's what we really hope. And completely tailored, because there is no one sort of like set security solution. It's completely different.
Could be anyone.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. And I think that's what I realized when we're having conversations. It could be anyone. And it's just being aware. And similar to how we need to show people what drones can do, it's actually quite a similar situation, isn't it? People aren't aware of what security threats there are out there. Yeah, you mentioned copters. We've had our odd run-ins. It does happen, and you don't know until you know about it, sort of thing. So yeah, there's all sorts going on.
There's still a lot of people think they're just toys. Or a lot of people think they're just people out to cause trouble.
Yeah.
Even one of my neighbours, he's fully on board once I explained to it, but even he was like, what are you doing? Flipping, every time I see you take off, I'm flipping running in the house and hiding. And I'm like, it's not like that. As soon as I explained to him, he was like, actually, no, that's a brilliant idea. Those things could do a lot.
Yeah, agreed. Well, I was going to save it till the end about talking about the drone, but I think we're there anyway. So you guys obviously approached us looking for a Mavic 2 Enterprise Dual, which we now know is being discontinued because of this brand spanking new amazing model. And when we were having the conversation, it was just a case of the detail of analysis that you guys have provided for these companies. We need a drone that can do the same. You're absolutely right. A dual could have done the job, but after flying the Advance, I'm sure you're very aware of how bloody good it is. Like it knocked me, because me and Mahalis were playing with the drone in here. It was a prototype. It had Chinese stickers all over it. And we were like, right, now we'll turn it on. We'll give it a go. And we could see each of his footprints from the other side of the room.
Yeah.
And it was just like this is it. Like, this is the drone. Like, it shouldn't be a thing. It shouldn't be. And I can feel myself getting giddy now talking about it, because it is that good. Like, normally we expect the Matrice range or the Maurice range to be that good. But when it's something of a Mavic size, something that's portable and you can use really, really easy, it just gets you giddy. But yeah. What are your experiences with the new drone?
100%, exactly what you said. I remember my first flight with it was only like fairly recently, like 3 weeks ago. I mean, because we live in different parts of the country, so we sort of have to meet up and hand the drone over. But my first flight with it, I just remember landing after testing out a few bits and like going through a couple of batteries. And all I remember just doing is phoning Jason up, just saying, can you see those cows like in the other field? I think there were three fields away. You could pick out individual cows, and it must have been a good mile and a half, 2 miles away. Mm-hmm. And it was crystal clear on the screen. I was just landing it. And again, like you, I was sort of like goosebumps and everything. And yeah, phone Jason up, I was just the cows.
Yeah. And I know exactly what image you're talking about. I've been showing everyone it as well, because it's just nuts. You shouldn't be able to do that.
I didn't even know.
Can.
Yeah, didn't know they were there at all.
I was going to ask you that. I was like, did you know the cows were there?
No.
The focus was definitely elsewhere.
But yeah, it's awesome, isn't it? So in terms of flight time, how many hours have you put in with the drone?
I've done two full sets of batteries. I've got to give it back to Jason today, in fact, when we go back.
Yeah.
So 180 minutes about, I think. It would have definitely been more. This last couple of weeks has been rubbish for weather.
Yeah. You've only had it a small amount of time, haven't you? I've had it a little bit longer and done a fair few flights on it now. Getting that practice in and getting used to it. Do you know what? It's not necessarily practicing, getting used to that drone flying. Mm-hmm. It's getting used to what it can do when it's up. Because the vast majority of the time, it's fairly similar to flying most other DJI platforms.
Yeah.
But it's what it can actually do when it's in the air. It's getting used to that.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is what I always say to people. So yeah, you guys obviously started with the Mini, which is a great little drone.
Love the Mini. This.
Yeah, it is awesome. When it came out, I was fuming, if I'm going to be honest. Why have they brought it out? It's a pain. Flew it and I was like, God's sake, it's good.
Yeah.
And it is. It's a great tool to get people going. But in terms of flying, they're easy, aren't they? They really are. It's get a few hours in, get you to a level. Might have the odd bump and whatnot. There might be the odd scratch in the office from where Jamie's been flying like an idiot, but we've all been there.
Yeah.
But flying these things, it's the data capture. Yeah. That's what we're here to do, isn't it? That's what we're going to get paid on.
I will say it's nerve-wracking when you're flying out of a set of French doors like we did the other day, when you've got not a lot of room either side. We tried that the other day and it was a...
Not with the new one.
No, we did it. No, definitely not. We did it with a Mini. And even with a Mini, it's nerve-wracking when you're a few inches either side, when you've got a bit of a swirl of wind in there, but... No, it's getting used to especially that Enterprise can do. It's amazing.
And that's exactly what we were taught when I was taught to fly the drone with the RAF. You don't want to be focusing on the platform so much when you've got a job to do and when it can do so much. You don't want to be sort of like maxed out worrying about the flying and not really concentrating on what the job in hand is.
Yeah.
So set the Mavic 2 up properly, get it on its mission or whatever, and you can just solely focus on the job in hand. It makes it dead easy.
That's it. Yeah, 100%. There's like a stage, isn't there, when you are flying, you think, you're nervous, you're just watching the drone all the time. And then there's a stage you start to go, okay, we can look at what we're actually capturing. Is it a bit jolty? Is it twitchy when we're flying? And so for that, absolutely. But yeah, all in all, the drone is pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Love it.
Absolutely awesome. Okay, so now I want to take a bit of a pivot to, well, one of the main reasons we wanted you on the podcast is because you're such a good example. And we'd like everyone to be putting in the same sort of effort as you guys are. In terms of marketing, do you want to just give us a bit of a background on your website, what you're doing? I won't talk too much. I'll let you guys go for that.
Jason has been the ninja with this one.
Yeah, I think that's a great word to describe it.
It's helpful that things like I did graphic design when I was in school. Yep. So it's, again, that's something else I find a little bit fun. But then add that with a military focus, it helps out. But marketing-wise, we started a website. I built that from scratch. Mm-hmm. Wording helped. And so some of the wording and things on there are Andy typed up and obviously captured some of the images and things like that. But website we built from scratch using things like WordPress, which is awesome. That's with good. The Elementor side of things on that.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I've got a brother-in-law in the computer business, which massively helped me as well. So he was able to steer me in these kind of directions. But that was a love passion for the space of about 2 weeks of me constantly doing that. And then social media-wise, I've always done a bit of social media anyway because I race motocross and to keep sponsors happy, I've always done social media anyway. Not to the scale I'm doing now, but yeah, I've learned a lot and trying to make sure we're in the face of people all the time, learning to put it up at the right time of the day, right hashtags, right kind of content, right wording, because some of the wording seems to capture more, and we've just seen it start to pick up and snowball from there, and more comments, more and more people liking, more and more people viewing and keeping that going. We're also doing blogging. So we've got a blog on the website, which is then published on all the social medias as well. Mm-hmm. And we try and keep that going. Regular articles, things are interesting to people. Like we've just put one out, which is 6 ways to save you money. Mm-hmm. Just to give that people that little nugget of going, oh, they might be able to save me some money. Let's have a quick read. And also we're doing vlogging on YouTube. So we've got videos on there. Range of stuff from right down to a doodly video. Mm-hmm. So drawing of stuff on there. We've got us actually out doing examples of stuff, things as well. But trying to keep it going. But it's been fun.
Yeah, yeah. And that comes across. It really does come across in what you're kicking out. So in terms of tips for other people, because I know some people have actually approached you guys because you come across as if your business has been going on for a long time, which is such a compliment considering how early this is. What tips would you give for other people for marketing, would you say?
Keep going. For me, from my side of things, like we were talking before, it's not always a good place to be. There's peaks and troughs, but just keep going, stick at it. And if you're like us, like, it is a passion. Yeah, I've only just like started scratching the surface with drones, but it is a passion. It's fantastic. Just keep going because it does work.
Yeah, express your love for it. If you love this industry, you can show people what they're either missing out on, or you can show them what this can do for them. Show it's fun. Show it's also opening up massive opportunities for people, and showing that this can do so much for people is key. I think, like, I've just tried to show the enjoyment we find from it and put that into social media because it grabs people's attention.
And you're not lying to anyone, are you? You're not. It's factual. It's everything that you say, like saving money, saving time. It's facts. You're not talking rubbish.
We've done that. We've taken those bits of advice you've given us about saving time, saving money, making it cheaper, making it faster, and we've literally got those punchlines. But we've narrowed that down. We originally had the targets of save time, save money, make it faster, and superior products was the ones we chucked in.
Yeah.
But we've shown streamlining that gets people's attention even more. So it's now cheaper, faster, safer, superior, and it's finding that, getting that branding out there, getting it in front of people, showing that it's a good thing, and getting rid of that negativity.
What you can do. Yeah, 100%. And so when we obviously have these conversations, there's a lot of different stages. So there's obviously the training stage, but what was great about you guys is, like you have with that saying we have with Copters, we're always banging on about those three blooming pillars: save time, save money, make it safer. And I don't even know how many times I've said it now, but you've used a lot of the information that I or Copters have given you, and look how well it's left you. Do you know what I mean? You're doing well. And a lot of time we get asked on the phone, okay, what makes you guys different? Okay, so yes, we can supply with a drone. Fantastic. Lovely, shiny new drone, which we all obviously love. That's why a lot of us get into this industry. We can do the training. Yeah, we know we do good training. But what happens next? And we had this chat earlier of the amount of companies that are asking you as well, what do we do next? Like, starting a business, there's a lot to it. There's a hell of a lot to it. And we didn't think we'd be starting a drone business a couple of years ago, but that's where we come in. It's that honesty. If it's not good enough, I remember with the website, there's a few things I've thrown at you early doors. It is that tune and throwing. So in terms of Copters, what do you feel like you've got most out of us and the coaching side of things?
Exactly that. Exactly like you say, you can buy all the kit, you can have all the background knowledge and everything, but then at the end of the day, just being given all this stuff and just having to go it alone, it can be lonely. With Jason there, like helping with everything, it's a lonely place. But just knowing that, we can give you an email or give you a shout, it's really nice.
Obviously, we got the kit. But coming from like a military background, well, we've both been in the military since I've been in since I was 18.
Yeah.
Before that, the only job I had was working for Morrison's for a few years, which stacking shelves, joining the military. That's all I've known. And like I said to you earlier, the idea of owning my own company 2 years ago would have scared the hell out of me. I thought it was the hardest thing in the world. And it's not easy. And I will put that, like we said, there's ups and downs. But I'm glad I took the plunge. Glad we've been made it. And I'm very glad I did it with someone. I know some people like to do it on their own, but we've been able to bounce off each other. Characters that tend to work quite well together because we work well together in the military as well. So,
but there's loads of stuff that we'd have no way of knowing if it hadn't have been for speaking to yourself and getting information from you. There's no way, like little nuggets that like you'd only get from people that have been doing it for a while and that know what they're talking about. We might have guessed and it might have worked and it might not have worked, but it would have definitely taken a lot more time. And just reassurance of having you guys there. So yeah,
sometimes we have to pinch ourselves how quick things have moved.
Yeah. Because they have.
It has moved quick.
It's absolutely flown by.
Like you said, we've been going since the end of February. So 28th of February, we've come live. But going from where we were to where we are now, it's been a crazy ride, isn't it?
Yeah. Old work gets in the way, doesn't it? All I want to do is focus on the drone stuff. Just get everything. Because there's always something. And I always think of stuff when I'm doing other jobs at work. I'm like, I'd rather be doing the drone work.
It's what we look forward to, isn't it? And like, it is that. And you can use the giddiness of using the drone for your clients as well. And we've spoken about that already. But in terms of just to give everyone listening a sort of timeline, just if we quickly, how long do you reckon it took you to do the GVC?
So myself, thankfully, because I've done the A2 CFC, I knew a lot of it already.
Yeah, yeah.
When I focused my mind on something, I took a couple of days off work and I cram loaded the learning and then took the exam literally a couple of days later.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I've literally just got to do the flight assessment now with you guys. But if you've got the passion for it, you'll learn it quick.
That's it, exactly. So we've got a lot of people that ask the question, or how long does it take? Well, you're wanting to start a business here. We want to change the world one step of the way with drones. So if you're wanting to do it, it's up to you. You're the guys that are holding yourself back, or guys or girls that are holding yourself back, and it's just go out and do it. And it, again, this is why I've got you two guys on.
Yeah, crikey.
You're an example. You really, really are. And it's great to see, even though it's humbling hearing you say those things about us as cops as coaching you and whatnot, but you guys are the ones that are actually doing it, and that's exciting. And we're seeing it grow so quickly.
It's not even flying, just flying now. Flying was great fun.
Yeah,
we've learned as well that you can do only so much social media, you can do only so much with your website, but you've also got to get out and get your face in front of people.
Mm.
And that's something we've started really picking up on and going into companies. Now, lockdown, thankfully, has eased a little bit. We've been able to get out and get our faces in front of people and get our business cards across people's desks and go in, this is what we can do. And we're starting to share that passion with people, and people are really being accepting of it.
Yeah.
We found some people have not even considered using drones, and they've gone, actually, that's a brilliant idea.
It's awesome.
You guys are local, or you guys are in relatively local proximity to us. We're interested in what you do.
People like that. Companies like that. You actually led me on really nice. I was about to ask you, so what are you doing now? What's your activity? So door to door, what does that look like, just for people listening?
Yeah, definitely. Like last weekend was a complete washout, but wanted to do something for the company because it's so different, like doing something for yourself rather than for someone else. Like exactly like you said, you could sit back and do nothing, but then nothing will come to you. So it's just like wasted time. So yeah, last Saturday we were both out in the local areas that we were both from, speaking to estate agents.
I'm out on my lunch breaks as well.
Yeah, literally lunch break, because it's for us. It's like, hopefully we'll see the rewards for that. Sit back and do nothing, we won't get anything. So literally as soon as lockdown eased and everything and we could get into places, we were speaking to people. We've got the next couple of towns, shops to speak to in the next couple of weeks, and we just keep that going. The days that we can't fly and the days that we can't produce anything.
It's so nice to see how receptive people are.
Yeah.
Even if we don't get anything from it, it's just nice talking to them about drones. It's good. Honestly.
Well, it's practice, isn't it? It is practice. And while we get our pitch right, our scripts right, you're going to do things that you think, you know what, that was rubbish, didn't quite work. But it's when that job comes around in your script, you absolutely nail it. You know you do. We were talking about the buzz earlier of meeting new people and having that chat and showing them what you can do, because you are trying to help. It's a service that you're trying to provide to help these companies, isn't it? And
it's the honesty.
Believe that. It's honesty, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. We're not talking rubbish when we're trying to sell them this. But like, I guess a lot of different sectors selling stuff, you might spin the truth a little bit.
Yeah.
But with this, you're not. You're 100% not. You can see the facts. You can see the results. And yeah, you're telling the truth.
Yeah. When you believe something, it comes across. Well, people see it, don't they? People get it completely. What's next? What is next for BB Drones? So we kind of got going. We've trained. We've got a little awesome drone. Marketing's in place. Where do we go next?
I'd love to get some structure, some proper structure, some decent jobs booked in. Know that we're all locked down, all the background work, all the background paperwork, the safety aspects, the booking systems, like just to know that everything's working as it should do.
Yeah.
And we can get a couple of regular bookings.
Now we're in that stage of lockdowns finally coming out. I think it's the ideal opportunity for anybody that is doing this, to those companies that have been a bit more reserved for the last 18 months, 12 months, 18 months. They're going to be there. They're going to be wanting to either market their companies, or they're going to be wanting that kind of, hopefully, in our aspect, wanting that kind of security advice. So it's the ideal opportunity to get in front of people, get a brand out there, and actually kind of get that drone working for people and benefiting them.
100%. Yeah, we do actually find with a lot of our companies that I always say get off the ground, but it just sounds like I'm trying to be punny all the time.
take off.
Yeah. What a business, take off. Oh, I've done it again. But yeah, this is quite a nice time for it to get going. Obviously, the weather's getting better. It's everyday rains. But we can see the sun is shining. There's more hours in the day to do opportunities, and getting the business started now this time of year is a good option for you to do. On top of that, we've felt at Acopters, a lot of businesses are opening up to possibilities, change. We all know the world needs to get going again. So yeah, it absolutely is. At times, just crack on again. Just crack on and get going. In terms of kind of tips and tricks, I can see we're all labeled up today. Is there anything else that you'd recommend? So I always say, look, you've got your training, your drone. We'll help you with the business side of things. You need to get set up on company house, insurances, the actual application to the CAA. But what else is there? What else is that isn't obvious to people? Would you kind of give tips to?
We've deliberately tried to be as professional as possible.
Yeah.
We're used to being in a uniform, so without it, we feel a bit lost. So we've deliberately gone out there and we've designed our own branded shirts. We've got them made. We've designed their own business cards, ones that are standout-ish.
Yeah.
Obviously, tying all that branding in line with our social media, with our website and everything else. Like I said, this logo was a complete random idea. And it was obviously the BB side of things. It's both of our surnames come into play. But it was literally that idea of the old school drones that have the prop guards on. Yeah. And that's the sort of thing that came into it. But getting out there and getting that branding going, looking as professional as possible helps.
Big time, big time. And it is that full package, isn't it? On your emails, it comes across. I know we talked about having your pictures done, that sort of thing. It's just personable. And I know you guys listen to Drone Talk a lot that I do on Tuesdays. It's
again a lunchtime thing when we're at work.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of time in there. But it is all these little things and they add up. And this is why, so these guys were telling me earlier that essentially you've had companies approach you, people that are getting started approach you because you look like a professional outfit already. So that's what we're looking to do. We're not fibbing, we're not lying. We're just coming across well. It's military, it's done well to the highest caliber that we can do. So that's what it's all about. So yeah, if anything you can take away from this, absolutely do that. Follow what these guys have done. We've obviously got this nice little trophy in front of us, which is awesome. So Andy, congrats, mate.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
So yeah, Jason obviously submitted an application for the People's Choice Award. We had plenty of applicants. We were reading them all the way through Copters Con. It was quite funny at one stage how many we had in. But yeah, you guys were obviously an absolute standout. Jason was raving over yourself, Andy.
Thanks, Jason.
And it all came from these little lunch break talks. But yeah, we couldn't get you on the actual video at the time.
I'm so sorry. We were both
stressing
sorry
over that.
So yeah, if you weren't there, we're live Copters Con, 16 events down, and we're trying to get the boys on. No, we weren't really. It was just if they were there, they were there, and these guys were stressing out a bit. But
we were both there. We were poised.
Wow. I poured a gin.
Yeah, and I thought that's it. We haven't got anything. I'm taking my lad to bed. I was walking out the room. You were pouring yourself a drink. It came out Andy's name over. We both ran back into the rooms, in our houses where we were, trying to log on, clicking, accept to try and get the camera working. Yours froze. Mine just didn't want a camera, didn't want to switch on. Frantically talking in the chat, going, "We are here, we're trying."
Yeah, we saw that.
Been chatting to you guys for 2 days solid, and then when it comes to the crunch, I just disappeared and left you in the lurch. Yeah.
We just thought you went camera shy, so we were like, it's fine.
Honestly, fine. Crikey. The computer was nearly out the window.
But yeah, congrats anyway, guys. And you've got £1,000 of training vouchers. Have you thought about what the next step is then, or what sort of area you want to put that into?
Yeah, we were talking on the way out anything that can benefit the company. So if we can put that towards some more enhanced training through Copters.
Surveying, that sort of thing that could help, especially with the kind of where we're going with our security site survey stuff. If we can do that on the surveying route, that would be ideal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and there's also the thermal side as well. Anything to give us more credibility with the bits that our drone can do.
Credibility, awesome. And off the back of that, we're just talking about ISO as well. So what's the next step there?
Hopefully I'll be off to Germany for 2 weeks in January. Maybe. Military's just offered me potentially a course out there, which could benefit us.
Yeah.
Obviously it's ultimately better than the military, but hopefully it will benefit us regarding ISO side of things. And
so for the credibility, for what we'd like to offer companies, the security side of things, to not just give them a product at the end of the day, it'd be nice to back that up with pretty much with every sort of route of companies, something credible to fall back on. So they're like ISO 27001, some bit of credibility to give to us, to give to the companies that they can use.
It's proof, isn't it? It all adds up. So yeah, it's with our Thermal Cat 1 course, absolutely industry understood that is the course that you need to have. We used to have this thermal course and it was a bit, it was good, but we understood that IRED was selling way more and it was actually decent. It was testing people. It was certified. And across the industry, it was known as the best one. So we approached them. We're now working with them, which is awesome. It's all those little bits of credibility, isn't it? It all adds up. But yeah, that's been awesome, guys. Is there anything else that you want to mention to listeners? Or
no, I just...
Stay strong.
We've been incredibly grateful for all you've kind of helped us out with. And yeah, I agree. We've kind of taken the bull by the horns a little bit, but it's that steer and we just took it. So if you have those down moments, if you're starting your own company, push through.
Stick with it. It's, if you've got the passion or even half the passion of a lot of drone pilots, it's really exciting. The future's exciting. So yeah, stick with it. And with the support that you guys can give, it's got to be worth a shot.
Awesome. Yeah, nice little message there. In terms of if people want to reach out to you, where can they find you?
So our website is www.bbdroneservices.co.uk, or reach out to us on social media. We've had a few companies already do so.
Great.
And chat with us. We're massively approachable individuals, so chat with us and we'll definitely chat drones all day.
Awesome. Right. I think we'll call that a wrap then, chaps. See you later, guys. Thanks for listening and we'll see you all soon.